Yeah, because we talked about that weapon last part. So what are you talking about? Hey, bro, don't make me come over that side of the table, blood. Over here talking crazy.
I am wearing red today, so.
Talking crazy? I'm telling you, you have no
I tried to give you the weapon that you wanted, and now it's my fault because it spawned. Where else was you going to get it, Louis? I tried to give you an out.
Andre.
Gentlemen.
I played a card for you.
I'm telling you.
You talking about, and then you want to talk about a lightsaber.
When you're talking about
foolishness.
Fair point.
When do you start thinking about eating another human being? Don't say never, because imagine there's no food at all. There's no
all
other
sudden,
room to move.
I will die.
You will, okay, that's it. Flesh.
I mean, that's a legit choice. Yeah. That's fine.
I know.
You on your principles.
I said that at the beginning.
I will do something to you.
I'm sure you'll taste delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah. No cap, no rap cap. I took the top off, I'm dripping like hot sauce. I got drunk in this clean round. Baby, give me that mean mouth. Hit it like golf ball. I can't do this without y'all. Cut a loss, I go low golf. I go back to the
hey, 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 Lane Violation listeners. Welcome back. We have a new No Cap episode for you today. The usual crew hanging out with you, Andre Turan.
It's Audemars Baguette. Rockin' diamonds on wet.
Louis Ricard. And our boy, a guest and a fellow Medillion, Chris Schulz. What's going on, man?
Salutations. How's everybody
this
doing?
This pod just became
First
very
of all,
intellectual.
Who says salutations? You sound like the guy from NPR who just like makes you feel like crap when you say something just because he's so much better than you.
Yeah.
Pisses me off.
This is going to be a deep one.
Wow, okay.
Deep one.
Yeah.
I listen, if you guys want to take your shots, I'm here for it, because I did get called out in the last episode for loyal listeners.
This is why we bring – this is the fan interaction right here. Chris hit us up on Twitter. We talk with him, and we brought him on. So,
Chris did not hit us up on Twitter. Chris talked that
it was
smack
a, okay,
on Twitter.
Okay, so just for those of you that are not caught up, here's what happened. A video was posted of our man Dre over here – wiling out in the studio, having a great time, but just not discussing sports. And so I naively asked if this was still a sports podcast, and I was not aware at the time that the No Cap situation was going on. I'm a happy part of it now, but at the time I was not aware, and now I am. And it's simple
that
as that.
We weren't aware because we tweeted that we were going to start a weekly podcast.
Man, I don't know, just
lay off him. Chris, go ahead and just tell the people who you are a little bit now.
It's true.
Why you're here at Northwestern, and then we can go into our topic of the day.
All right. So, yeah, name's Chris. You can find me at Schulz Reports. That's S-C-H-U-L-Z Reports on Twitter.
Follow that boy.
Yeah. I'm here just because I was out of school for about 5 years. Had been considering grad school the whole time, and I started asking myself last year what it was I was trying to accomplish, you know, career-wise. And I was working in education, and for me, you know, journalism is just a way to educate the masses, get that information out, that necessary information out, and also just, you know, keep people accountable that need to be held accountable. You know, on the TVs outside, we got former President Bush's funeral, a lot of people talking real nice. There's a lot of stuff to be said.
Yes.
I mean, that's a different
Absolutely.
Podcast, but, you know, that's exactly the kind of stuff that I'm curious about is, you know, people that spent their entire lives criticizing this man all of a sudden, you know, having nothing but good things to say about him. And I'm sure it's the same way in sports, you know, like, you know, we got a lot of really interesting stories right now about, you know, questionable choices that people have been making on and off the field. But I'm sure as soon as something goes down, it's nothing but nice words. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that dynamic is fascinating to me.
If you don't follow Chris, you guys, you should. He knows almost everything about everything, and he will be educating you on whatever subject you choose to educate yourself on. So give that boy a follow. Greg, what are we talking about today?
We are getting into the all-important business today of a zombie apocalypse.
Something you know. Matters right there.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, we brought it on the last podcast. Dre touched upon it a little bit. You know, friend of the pod, Akil, unfortunately could not make it in today because I know he had some words to say. But we got Chris. Chris is a really good man. He's going to bring us some good stuff. And, boys, let's. Where do we want to start with? There's so many little individual topic areas.
Let's start with the outbreak occurs.
Okay.
People start turning.
Okay, well, hold on. Can we just stop right here real quick? Because this is always something that's always made me curious is what kind of infection are we dealing with here? Is this airborne toxic event? Is this blood to blood? Are we talking – and also – what kind of zombie are we talking about?
It's not the freaking like World War Z where they're chasing you full speed.
It's not. Or, we're not talking about like runners. Dead. We're talking about like
Walking Dead.
Type. Walking Dead type. Yeah. So this is like critical mass kind of situation.
Yeah. So we're in the Walking Dead. We're like four survivors. We don't know if anyone else is alive. Let's just put it that way.
So let's assume we walk out of this studio. There's no windows. Mm-hmm. Walk out of the studio and
we're not.
In the last 30 minutes, it hit the fan. Happened. It has happened. Okay. All right.
First of all, okay, so what you grabbing as soon as you come out? Because it's just us four.
That's
in the newsroom?
In the newsroom to start.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, mic stand.
Okay.
Honestly. That's a good mic stand. Got that thick end. I can take this top off, so it's a good grip. That's going to pack a wallop.
Chris has thought this through.
I'm going to go grab the tripod real quick. I would go grab the tripod. You know, we all get our own video. I mean, we'd all be set with it because we all get our own video equipment. So we'd all get a start out tripod.
I had to go check to see if that was really happening. So for me, right now, I got a couple pins in my bag. Mm-hmm. So first of all, just to start, I'm going to take the pins out, pop them out. Boom, double, both in one in each hand. Okay? And I'm going straight next, right to next immediately. Just at least I'm getting them off me. Just, you know.
Original Born Identity tactic. I love it. He's
a gangster. But outside on the wall, there are glass... Frames, right? Breaking the frames, and we're just gonna see what happens.
You're just getting a shard.
I don't care how you're gonna handle it. I'm just gonna be bleeding.
Oh no, hold on a second now, okay? Because this is another important thing to consider in a situation like this. You're now bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital is overrun.
Yep.
If you're how are you keeping that clean, man? Our girl Lou literally just put a story out about people on the streets keeping wounds clean.
Well, sometimes when you're born with events like genetics like me,
that's right.
You don't have to worry about that. That's what I'm saying.
No, Chris, you don't know that Andre is the best G League athlete this world has ever
seen. He's got the Barracuda mentality.
I don't doubt that. But being Barracuda mentality, Finding Nemo tactics.
Also,
none of that stuff is protecting you from a bloodborne illness.
I have winter gloves in my backpack.
Okay, there we go. That's all I'm saying. Before you go grabbing these shards of glass, you gotta, you know, because everything counts in a situation like this.
But I mean, there's also a potential to pop the spokes of these legs on the chairs off. You know, get busy with that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know?
I think I'm going like a double weapon style. I'm going tripod, except that I tape all my pens to the end of the tripod. All
right,
I see that.
Okay, so that's one hand.
Okay.
And the other hand, I'm trying to think because I was thinking about grabbing like something big, like a computer, so I can just smash in their heads, just to get them away from me. So I'm thinking of doing like a double, like tripod one hand, and then like a very small laptop that I find, because obviously zombies don't know how to use computers, so they wouldn't pack it up and stuff. So one of the smallest computers I find on the left hand, anyone approaches me, bam.
So you're going to use it more like a shield, like a riot shield, just like kind of stagger them and then hit them.
Smart. Tripod.
That's very smart.
All right. I see that.
So now what?
Now that that's occurred, let's say we wipe everybody out in here. It's just us four. We wipe everybody out.
We obviously do.
I'm probably going to try to... Nah, that's not smart. I was going to say I was going to try to kill one of y'all to see if y'all would turn.
What?
That's not smart.
Oh, so you're just immediately jumping to a human testing trial.
I just need to make sure. But nah, jeez. I think then we try to...
It's dark.
First of all, we have to get out the building now.
Okay.
Do we want to?
Or can we survive? Because Northwest is a lot of food. Or we could just try to get out and go to the medical campus.
Okay.
Which I'm sure is low.
Wait, do we have to get out? Because Nora literally just did her Pedway tour. How far can we go?
Well, here's the thing.
Make it all the way to the train tracks. Stay underground the whole time.
Here's the thing with the Pedway, though. There are so many people down anyway that's going to be one of the first spots.
Also, it's lots of revolving doors.
There are a lot of
Don't forget about
doors.
That episode in Walking Dead where your boy got caught in that joint.
That's terrible.
Specifically your boy, Chris.
So there's like four or five sets of revolving doors to get even from here to like the train tracks, essentially.
But almost all of them have the double doors next to them. But here's my thinking is a high rise is a great place to be during a situation like this. Power goes out, you know, only access is stairs. Zombies are not coming all the way up. If we're not dealing with runners a la 28 Days Later, then you got to just barricade that stairwell and you're good.
Okay, right. But what do you do for food?
That's what I'm saying. You send a recon mission down to the Qdoba or whatever.
So who goes? So out of the four of us, who goes?
I don't believe in splitting up. I'm not a splitting up type of dude.
At some point, you're gonna have to split up though. Eventually, down the line. We got this.
First of all, I think you
were trying to kill us earlier, and now you're
like, I'm gonna stay back. I don't think I'm really a recon guy.
You take a first of all. I do like Chris' idea by staying here. All we really need access to is water for a little while. Our pleasures of eating might just be taken away.
Not pleasure. Okay?
No, so this is survival, man. You got to get nutrients wherever you can.
Just for now.
For the food, at least, it isn't necessarily right for them. Like, you're right with your survival water. But you need to at least store up some.
Well, what I'm saying is, and that goes to my next point. Day by day, we just clear one floor at a time.
Yeah, okay.
Just clear one floor at a time.
Okay.
And just handle that floor for what it is. We gather our resources from the building. Once we clear out Wacker, then we might be able to explore the outside world, see what we can get into.
I don't hate that.
Okay.
Also, I do think, again, like, Dre's got the right idea. Section it. Move that barrier out. Because we've got three hotels within spitting distance of this building.
Right.
So that's plenty. I mean, coffee alone.
Right.
You're set. You just have to go raid. You just got to make it over there.
Yeah.
Going backward a bit, this is only the first couple of hours of the outbreak. Obviously, there's just mass panic. There's chaos. Yeah. There's looting going on.
Got to stay level. Got to stay even.
We're also going to be dealing with, while we're thinking about all this stuff, not everyone has turned at this point.
True.
So what is our first kind of ideas of interaction with just regular people that are going around looting, running around, all that stuff?
So what I'm guessing is, because Elaine Valuation has at least 1,000 followers by now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if you have not followed, you got
to send a tweet out, because it's only a couple of hours. Nothing is down yet. Well, so you send a tweet out, you're like, hey, anyone who's in, like, let us know your location. Let us know how much food you have. We're here. Help a brother out.
Okay, but hold on a second.
Don't tell people who you are.
They don't. Zombies don't remember. They don't know where we are.
That's an interesting point, because there are, again, if we're basing this off of, are we doing exclusively Walking Dead, or can I pull from other sources here?
What are you sourcing?
In this scenario, we don't know for sure that they're going to just stay the same zombies. Like, if they're going to evolve at all.
Yeah, what if this is Resident Evil Umbrella Corporation?
Because we're not surviving that. So, they're regular walkers. They're not really smart. They just eat. That's it.
But what if there is residual memory, like in Warm Bodies, for example?
That's fine.
Like, they're attracted to certain places. So, like, what if all the Medill students continue to come back here because they're, like, they're just stuck in that routine?
These guys are smart, too. So, yeah,
well, it looks like I'm mopping Adam Schefter. Looks like I'm mopping Greenberg. Don't come up here trying to get smoked. Because if there's zombies, I'm just going to have to finish them.
I apologize, but...
Yeah. Will I cry as I'm doing it? Yeah.
A little bit. I feel like they would respect us, the fact that we would have to worry about it and then just take them out.
I respect that Dre is so in touch with his emotions that he's like, I will feel it, and I will emote
it. You think I want to take Wilbon out? No.
You know what he said? Did you hear him say, you think I don't want to take any of you guys out? No, he said that, yeah, I'll just try to kill one of them.
That was his first statement.
Like, his close friends,
he didn't say he was
going to
share.
I can test you. You know what I'm saying? You guys could turn at any moment just like I could.
That's very true.
That's disrespectful.
See, that's that clownfish mentality. I had a barracuda. The barracuda. Yeah, just saying.
Okay, so anyways. Dang, the audience, some people are still alive. What do we do to let them know that we are alive? And, like, what do we do to organize, like, I guess, a true a gathering?
So I kind of wish Akil was here, because he has been dealing with this for the last couple weeks, because he has a line of sight to the newsroom from his apartment. Ooh. So the other day when he was sick, he was trying to do a little Morse code with his blinds. I was not present for this.
I love you.
I'm getting this second or third hand.
I love you.
We said, we were joking around, like, earlier in the quarter, saying that if Akil just put up a sign in his window, can you see it, like, clearly see it? Like, obviously, you know, how you're writing it and all that good stuff.
I feel like Akil would turn, like, right away, though.
Why? He's a wrestler.
He gets sick too much.
Oh, that's a fair point. He's been sick all quarter.
Not against you, Akil, but... I don't know. You don't drink enough.
So, I want to kill him on my side, so if he's, drop some
zombies. So if he's still alive, You just going after him? You finishing him?
Well, that because no, because that could be an ally.
Why are you dropping him before he turns? I need to get rid of him. Why is it not like I should probably save my friend that I've made? Yeah,
you guys, you guys. Drake, could you go get us some water? You guys, I think we need to get rid of him. Because he's going to turn on us.
I'm learning a lot more about Drake from this thought exercise than I have, like, all quarter.
We're never in an apocalypse.
Okay, so peep this. Now it's become video game-like. Okay, all of a sudden you get to spawn one handheld weapon.
Wait.
No. Because we talked about this. We talked about this last part. You get one handheld weapon that you can use that you don't have to craft or anything. Boom, it's just spawned there.
This is hard.
And that's the only spawn. No more spawns of anything.
This is the classic question. This is one handheld weapon.
Chris.
Man, okay, here's what I'm thinking. You can't, so you want to say something powerful. You want to say something potent, like a shotgun or a pistol.
We're not a gun yet.
Because what I was going to say is the problem is where are you sourcing your ammo?
Right, exactly.
From?
Right.
Like, okay, the shotgun, you can maybe use that as a bludgeon, but okay, no guns.
Right.
So I would say my go to is probably an axe.
Okay.
An axe?
Okay, so let's say you get stuck in one spot.
Oh, for sure.
And then. You got five others just jumping on you.
That's completely legitimate, but here's why I choose axe over, say, for example, machete or sword.
Okay.
Is because I feel like with the axe, it's such a small point of contact that it might get wedged. You're not wrong about that, but I feel like it's going to be a little bit easier to get that out than the blade. Because, I mean, that's like a known thing that blades get stuck in bodies.
Yeah.
Like, you can go back historically. That's a thing.
This is a deeper level knowledge now.
I told you, Chris is a savant. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, like, a blade, you know for sure. Like, if you stick them, that might not be coming back out. If you slice them, you might get caught in a bone or something. It's not coming back out. An axe, you can shoot for the neck. You can try and, you know, we don't know what the rules are. But also, most axes have the pointy end on the other side. If we're talking about, like what's accessible. Exactly, a firefighter's axe.
Right there.
A splitter. Yeah. Which might, if I've got five of them in front of me, I'm going for the splitter. I'm not trying to axe them. Yeah. But that's me. What about you all?
Greg.
Last pod, I went with the katana. Talking about blades, that's the thing.
It'd
be fine.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
A Hattori Hanzo? Yeah.
Yes, essentially. Like, that is the katana we're talking about here. But yes, that is still a problem in it getting stuck if I'm not smart.
The other problem with the katana.
I'm so going to win this. I have it.
Okay,
no, mine was already best, so it doesn't matter.
The thing I'll say about the katana is katanas are brittle. Like
that's true.
Like the problem is if somebody parries that blow with something, you might shatter that blade.
Well, I went with the freaking tomahawk ice pick combo,
which I like.
Which
oh we can
but,
com- okay
but,
no no go
but
ahead, go
dual.
Ahead.
It's dual now.
Yeah.
So I'm coming across the forehead, bang, with the right head. Oh, there's another zombie over my left shoulder.
Ice
pick
him
back and for the forehead. Pull the tomahawk out. The tomahawk also has a back pick. Mm-hmm. Boom, over my right shoulder.
Good
What's
night.
This? Oh, I pulled the ice pick out, and now I'm going in a zombie to my front left? It's four by four, baby.
It's four by four now.
Wait, so why not do, I don't even know what it's called, but like you guys remember like... Star Wars 1, not the first Star Wars, not 4, but Star Wars 1, he has that dual blade.
Yeah, the dual-sided.
Why not get a two-sided ice pick?
I would cut myself.
That was my concern with the katana as well.
Don't know about Greg's agility.
That's true.
The ice pick on the back of the tomahawk, because it's short, I feel like I'd be able to handle it mm-hmm. a little bit better, mm-hmm. you know?
All right, Louis, put us to shame.
No.
Okay, man.
We're any talking weapon. About
it. That doesn't exist.
No. Yet? Realistically. I mean, we can argue about how realistic Dre's is, but realistically.
You can take my ice pick to the back
of
the
tomahawk. Exactly.
What are you talking
exactly.
about, dude?
I'm sure it would be very.
And there's tomahawks with a sharpened end.
Last time.
Okay.
Last,
you know nothing,
Greg. Yeah, yeah, they do like put glass breakers on axes and stuff.
Last time I did say tomahawk too, so I have to keep that answer.
So, okay, hold on a second. Why not hatchet?
Because you can throw the tomahawk, too.
You can throw a hatchet as well. So
the
I'm just curious why you guys are choosing tomahawk.
Sounds cooler.
Fair enough.
Okay,
fair enough.
Anyways, so the tomahawk, I think what I would do, though, on the tomahawk would be kind of like Andre, but it would be like a double tomahawk, but like in one thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I go like, so I'm holding like a stick, right, with two blades at the end.
Get into
like,
some Klingon
tomahawk
weapons
wise,
here.
And then I just spin around 360 all day.
What do you
decapitate everyone?
What do y'all think about a mace?
I was about to say the same thing.
Like,
yeah.
With the chain and ball link on it.
See, good, except you're not as accurate as you can be with those things. So if you miss or if it gets stuck into like a wall or something, mm-hmm. you are done. And those things are
heavy too. That's yeah. not. It's you're, not like you're going to get quick
for you, Greg.
I'm gonna, that's yeah. right. All right.
All right. Wow. However, wow. If you can handle it correctly and you're a beast, oh, that can be. Oh.
But if our situation is we walk out of here when we're done recording and it is happening.
You don't have time to get your pump in.
Yeah. When are you training? With the maze.
Push-ups.
Because you can make a maze. I mean, you could get a ball of tape and stick your pens out of there. You could make one of those. Wouldn't be an issue. But efficacy is what I'm concerned about here.
Maybe I'm going to take that man back. Were you the one who said, like, Assassin's Creed style?
No, that was Akil.
The Altair, hidden blades?
That's what he was talking about.
I'm into that.
I kind of want to get one of those on one of my hands, but I still have the big baton.
It's against the rules.
Would you have it? Would you have it inside your wrist or on top of your forearm? So does
probably
it,
on top.
Yeah. So when you punch, it comes out. Yes.
And you don't lose a finger. Temple done.
And you keep the fingy. You don't gotta lose your finger with that in that situation.
I mean, maybe I could use my finger.
Because with
eat.
The underhand, yeah. you gotta take mm-hmm. off the.
Oh, okay. Finger. So we talked about weapons and everything. Okay.
Oh, I see. What you're saying.
How long does it take? Till let's say we run out of food. How long does it take you to consider eating another human being?
I heard you guys discussing this earlier.
I'm not eating no other person.
Oh, I for
you haven't
sure.
eaten in a month?
For sure I am.
I would have eaten in a month. Trust me. But because we're not standing. Okay. Because like.
No. I'm saying there's no food. I'm saying like.
So it's. Okay. So you're saying it's February. There's a foot of snow on the ground.
There's no food.
Why? Okay. That's stupid planning. Oh, because after you secure the building, why aren't we going out the recon and seeing what's the next step?
Okay. Let's say it's 3 years from now.
You just said we could spawn a weapon. So
Fair point.
When do you start thinking about eating another human being? Don't say never, because imagine there's no food at all. There's no
all
other room to move.
I will die.
You will, okay, that's it.
I mean, that's a legit choice. Yeah. That's fine.
I know.
On your principles.
I said that at the beginning.
I will do something to you.
I'm sure you'll taste delightful.
Yeah, I'll probably be good. It's me, baby. Come on.
All right, here's the thing. In this question, we're locked in. Like, our only choice is to eat human flesh or to not, basically.
But
like,
I mean, okay,
no...
so here's okay, what I'm thinking is, okay, I mean, it would have to be such a specific scenario, like Dre said. Like, yeah. You would have to have... For somehow,
exhausted
bizarrely,
all
exhausted,
of the food in this building,
all of your resources, it would have to be dead winter, so there's nothing to forage outside.
We're in a city too, so
exactly. No, but hold on a second. There's a park just on the other side of the building.
Right, I'm
like,
just thinking about like hunting.
No, I'm talking about dandelion greens okay, and okay. nonsense like that. Like, there's plenty of stuff that you can eat
right,
just
okay.
around. Also, there's a lake. Like, why aren't we going fishing? Like,
true. Well, if it's in the winter, but yeah,
you can go ice fishing.
The point. Stop. Chris has an answer for everything you got so far.
What I'm saying is like Dre said, like you would have to get to such a point, like you'd have to be in such a situation. To get to that scenario where you're drawing lots or you're...
This ain't Terminus, baby. We're not just cooking cats just because.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it'd have to be a really, really, really dire situation. Like, you'd have to be... Like, because that was your question, right? Is how bad would it have to get? It'd have to be real bad.
When do you start thinking? When do you start thinking? Within, like, let's say, of that horrible scenario, everything has gone wrong. Is it a week? Is it 2 weeks? Is it a month? Is it two months?
How long am I lasting without it?
No, that's what I'm talking about.
You've lasted. You've got everything together, but
you've
for some reason,
point.
You got sick. We all got sick. Let's say we all got cholera because the plumbing's out. We don't have fresh water anymore. So, like, no one's been able to go out and replenish the stocks. We're all set up in here.
So when do you start thinking of eating the person, and who do you eat first between the four of us?
You draw lots. You have to draw lots. There's no other fair way to do it.
Do I have to kill someone to do, like, are they
How
dead?
How often are they going
to
die? No, because if they're dead, they're a zombie.
You have to kill
them. Right. That's true.
You
that's
have
true.
To kill
I'm dumb.
You have to kill them and cook them.
Rotisserie chicken style.
Right. Okay.
So here's my question. You kind of made me think about this, because a friend of mine, you know, this is a game that everybody plays.
Yeah.
Especially our generation. A friend of mine brought this up, and he was like, honestly... He like just had this realization one day. He was like, if this actually went down the way we're talking about, and like it was clear that we were entering a post-apocalyptic scenario, he was like, I honestly don't think that I would want to be part of that. He was like, I might just off myself. And that, like, if you get to a scenario, like Dre just said, like if you get to a scenario where it's either die or eat somebody else, like if it's gotten
it's
that
pretty
dire
bad. It's pretty
what's
bad.
On the other side what's on the other side, like why are you sustaining yourself at that point?
That's true.
Dark,
right?
Well, we're talking about an apocalypse, so it's pretty dark. It's pretty dark to start.
not wrong.
Right? But I mean,
feel that I, like, some people have, like, a will to live just to see, like, what the next day looks like. Not that your friend doesn't or anything. Like, obviously, like, hate, that's a very valid input. Like, why would you want to? You've lost all your loved ones.
It's a serious consideration. So, like, serious consideration.
You
have nothing
to live for except yourself at this point. So do you really make that?
Well, me, and my three buddies.
Yeah, to me, what? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, apparently.
To me, it's more about if I've made it this far, you know, like, where can I, or like, can we, how would we repopulate the world, by the way? That's a whole new topic.
I'm not bringing all no children into this world. Yeah.
I mean, people,
but once we're done, like, once, like,
people
once
are already asking themselves that today after the UN report, you know what I mean? Like, how can you, so I mean, like, if we're getting to that point, like, good okay, Lord.
Personally, it would take me about 5 months of, like, grinding it out. Like, I weigh 20 pounds. I can not even lift, like, my finger. Like, that's when I'm like, all right, maybe I need to eat something.
Shoot, bro, by that point, you're a meal to a zombie.
yeah, that's so, legitimate. But, so, I mean, if we've done our work and we've barricaded ourselves yeah. correctly.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Let's say we've cleared Wacker. Like, we've done our due diligence in this building alone. What is the first place? We're going out to scout to go find resources. What is the first place? We're going out to scout the first time to find resources. We come back to what we do. We go out a second time to move locations to like a more like a better, what we might seem as a better mm-hmm. location. So mm-hmm. first of all, what is the best place to go to scout and recon for resources? And while we're out scout and recon, what place would y'all suggest we like move to set up a camp that is more efficient?
So I'm thinking, you remember that water tower Andrew took us to?
Yeah.
I think that might be a good spot.
Okay.
But because, I mean, so the water tower I'm talking about, it's like a giant cafeteria where you can choose what type of food you want to eat. And I feel like they have so much in reserve that might be the best spot. But it's, once again, it's a crowded building. It's a lot of space, a lot of open windows.
You also have to think that, like, I imagine if we're choosing to relocate, we're at the point where we're months, maybe year, like we literally have exhausted everything. So,
okay, let me reset that.
So these choices that we're thinking of are not going to be probably applicable the same way they might.
So let's start with recon. Me, I'm going six blocks up, NU Medical.
Yeah,
gotta have medical supplies.
That's true.
You need to have. Morphine. You need antibiotics, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. But you're going there. Food is secondary on this run. You're going to get the necessaries. You know, you're trying to get iodine to clean stuff with.
Why not stay there though? Like, I get that we do recon, but why not just like
the morgue? Pull That's why you don't stay there. So many zombies in a hospital.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
So
smart.
On the way there though. I'm killing your whole block, Greg. Like, not like zombies.
Streeter Mill is going down.
Yeah, I'm sweeping through street. Like, I'm hitting Whole Foods, just racking up on like perishables that haven't. There's I mean, not perishables, right there, but non-perishables.
Get them canned goods. Yeah.
That Target is getting ripped out. We might have.
Here's the other thing too. So I agree with you. That's probably what's going to happen on the way. But you're also going to be up against other humans that are doing the same exact thing, because it's not just going to be zombies.
But guess what, Greg? They ain't me. I ain't going out like no chump.
Okay, he's not wrong though, because that the problem with being downtown in an area like this is that it's a shooting gallery.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like being in an orchard. Like you're just like you have beautiful lines of sight for people to just pick you off if they choose to do so. So
Pedway would probably actually be at that point in time because some time has passed. Whatever zombies still there, it should be manageable. Because
you're going to be probably only dealing with some of the zombies in the Pedway. Owners of the shops in the Pedway, if they were smart, got whoever was out of their store and then closed that gate. If they're stuck in there, there's going to be probably survivors in that scenario.
See, I'm thinking Lower Wacker to get across, because you have to get across the river. The Pedway is not taking you across.
No,
the
hold
river.
On. Let me repreface this. This isn't like a couple of days after the panic, a couple of weeks have passed. We have cleared the building. We've done our due diligence here. So this isn't like the next day.
So this is like people, months.
Not necessarily. This could be a month, maybe a month and a half.
Okay.
For us to like sweep the building and actually feel comfortable.
Okay.
But what my concern is now, you know, we sought higher ground, right, in our building.
Yeah.
Other people have also sought higher ground. If you're walking down whatever street is taking you up to Northwestern Medical, like, there might be shooters. You don't know. Like, every corner is a battlefield. So if you go Lower Wacker, you cross the bridge from below, you're eliminating that line of sight. Where you choose to pop up, that's a tactical question.
Right.
But
when do finding other weapons come into play? Like actually trying to find firearms.
I don't know.
Is there a gun shop?
I don't know if firearm.
I'm sure, there's a pawn shop nearby.
So the thing is, the firearms are only really useful with dealing with other people.
Yeah.
Not zombies.
Yeah.
So it's a question of, you know, when you're using those firearms, where you're using them, because that's going to by this logic that we've already set up in this world, we're drawing more people unless we're shooting inside. And if you're shooting inside, you'd rather not be shooting inside anyway. You'd rather be doing hand-to-hand close encounter stuff.
What about a bow and arrow, though?
Oh, bow and arrow is a good choice, but
I am a crossbow type of guy.
Your range is still pretty limited.
I know, but it's
maybe a couple hundred yards.
It's nice to just keep like.
Unquestionably,
moving, you know?
Unquestionably.
Like if you're on the run and you got a couple of zombies following you,
pop. Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know. I don't know where we could find those.
I mean, you'd have
to make
one.
There's also probably like a hunting gaming shop somewhere around, but like
to Cabela's or something.
There has to be some zombie police officers I can take out. Get a couple of firearms off them.
How about vehicle? Are we walking the whole time? Or are we stealing cars?
I'm definitely walking because cars make noise.
Cars are gonna get done pretty.
Cars make noise. Gasoline.
Not that much noise though. Like, what if you find like
a Prius?
If I find an electric car, don't you think the electric car made it out of here?
Oh, there's a Tesla dealership just up the street over there on Magnificent Mile.
I was about to say, I don't care if it's a zombie apocalypse or not. You'll never catch Andre Terrain in a Prius.
But you get to drive
not
a
even
Tesla.
If it's so not even an Uber.
So you're gonna die.
Oh, that's different.
You get to drive a Tesla now.
I'll go get a Tesla. That's cool with me.
Never catch on a torrent.
The problem with the Tesla is if no one's watching the power stations, then the power's going to go out and recharge. So at least you can siphon gas off.
Right.
Andre Turin died because of obnoxious pride.
Get in the car, Andre.
I'm not getting in this Prius.
I'm not dying without any style. Nah, get off me.
No.
I respect it.
My philosophy in life has always either been ESPN top 10 or ESPN not top 10. There's no, you know, in between.
Well, now we're getting into some Zombieland territory. Kill of the Week. You guys familiar with this movie?
No.
Oh my gosh! Come on, y'all.
Oh, Zombieland with
yes,
with your boy?
What?
Woody Harrelson?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's
one of my.
That's a good
movies.
One.
What I'm sorry.
Did I say something different?
No, you said Zombieland.
My English Wi-Fi turned off for a quick second.
Fair enough.
I only caught like the second part of it. So the first part was zombies, and I was like.
I do talk a lot. It's very easy to tune me out. I understand.
No.
So what were you?
I'm messing with you.
What were you referencing for the audience here?
No, just in that movie, they have like a consistent. It's a much more lighthearted zombie film.
Awesome.
Great movie. Great. It's hilarious. There's supposed to be a sequel at some point in the next couple of years. But anyways, the idea is that to kind of like kill the monotony of traveling and constantly killing zombies, they kind of come up with this system called Kill of the Week. And so because they're like a duo, like whenever one of them takes out a zombie in an interesting way, they turn to the other one and they say, Kill of the Week. And, you know, they like make an assessment like the same way that Dre would. Like I'm sure we would play this game as well. Like, did you see me? Like, I just launched that dude into the Chicago River. Like, that's got to be Kill of the Week. Like, you know, something like that.
Andre would do some reckless stuff.
Bro, I would probably like.
Jump off out of a second floor window.
Oh yeah, you know I'm jumping out of windows. Come on now, let me be real. Come on now, you know how that goes. So I'm thinking like I got like a tomahawk like on my back, right?
Okay, so wait,
two in my hand.
Real quick before you introduce it.
Okay.
Let's go around the table. What would be the coolest kill?
Describe your kill of the week.
The coolest kill you could do.
All right.
I'm gonna go last then.
Andre.
Okay. How many weapons do I have at this point?
Yeah,
let's say this is months in. You are stocked.
Oh, okay.
We are on a raiding mission. You are strapped up, bandito style. You got
like
six,
Arthur
seven,
Morgan.
As many as you want to carry.
Okay, how many zombies I got around me?
Let's say group of 10.
Group of 10? Okay.
Yeah, let's say another group in another building tried to shoot at us, and that shot attracted a group. Go.
Okay, I'm on the second floor of Wacker. I'm jogging on the treadmills in there. Boom, boom. I see a group of 10 zombies outside. What I do is I take a frag off my belt full of frags. Yes, I'm jogging with frags on.
You're a gangster.
Yeah. Where'd you get a frag grenade?
You said I could have as many.
Oh, okay, fair enough. All
so, right. So what I calmly do is I get off the treadmill. No, I'm sorry. Yes, I get off the treadmill. I push the treadmill and turn it around. I take three frags.
Oh my God.
Pop them, drop them on the treadmill. The treadmill shoots the frags out of the glass window. At this point in time, the frags have now fallen.
and exploded, killing about five zombies. All of a sudden, now you see me fly out of the second floor of Wacker, two tomahawks in hand.
All right, so this is okay. what Assassin's Creed is that? That's three?
Never mind, keep going.
So now I've safely decided that I'm going to roll in a manner that allows me not to break anything in my body, okay, which is possible.
Combat roll. Yeah, that's a thing.
Hit the combat roll, come out of the roll, now I'm on my feet. As I roll them to my feet, two are approaching me. That's two tomahawks in the forehead. Two are behind me. Pull them out, ice pick in their gut. I leave the tomahawk in them.
Oh, my gosh.
There's one in front of me. I run up its body. Its head is decomposing. As I run up its body, I kick that one off. Backflip, back to land on my feet. There's a final tomahawk on my back. I pull it out.
So this is your mid-twist.
This is my mid-twist to kill the final couple. Pull it out. Take another frag. Rip it with my mouth. Throw the tomahawk in one's forehead. Drop the frag on the ground. Walk away. Boom. Kills the other one.
Let's kill the year, dog.
I don't think you understand how frag grenades work.
Okay, so first of all, hey, real quick. Drake.
It cooks at the same amount of time it does on a Modern Warfare.
Are you physically able to do all those things?
He just told you he was in the middle of training. My man has been in the gym
doing parkour. It has to be realistic. You didn't become a ninja out of nowhere.
Hold on, Drake, you've
never manipulated a tomahawk in your life. You're gonna tell me you can do it behind the back?
I wanna
throw one directly.
I wanna
do a backflip and kick a head off. Come on, dog.
Bro, do you know what adrenaline does to the human body?
No,
bro?
You don't become like a Superman.
A granny, I heard a story. His grandma picked up a car.
Yes, that does happen. That does happen.
Okay, you can jump.
But that's also mom's strength. That's a different thing.
You can jump off the second floor, be a gangster, now break anything. You cannot manipulate tomahawk
Fine. Y'all go around the table, and I'll come back with a regular one for you. Then,
hold on. I want to point out a different. Before all the gymnastics happened, there was a point where you said that you were cooking grenades and then launching them off of a treadmill into a piece of glass.
Yes, and they broke without exploding.
Okay, so yeah. Two things.
The glass broke without exploding.
Yeah, this glass is a lot thicker than you think it is.
Yeah, it's gonna bounce back.
Like, and also, I'm assuming that you're running at what? At most, if you're doing sprints, 12 miles an hour. The treadmill is going at 12 miles an hour.
Be 17.
Kill of the week is Andre gets himself.
Yeah, Andre just frags himself in the gym.
John,
walking out like, dang, what happened to him?
And now we have 200 zombies coming in because of the noisy.
Someone walks at the window. Oh yeah, there's some zombies downstairs.
Just saying.
Oh my gosh. No, I love the inventiveness. If everything went to plan, that would for sure be top tier. No question.
Louis,
Chris, go ahead. I need a little time.
Okay, Chris.
I feel like Chris is a little more creative.
Dre gave me an idea here. Have you guys ever seen you guys remember that Gibson movie, The Patriot?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's that really messed up scene early on.
The guy in the river.
Exactly. But before that happens, They set up the relay of rifles on the ridge, and then he just comes down and just like murks six dudes with a tomahawk.
That's the greatest.
Like he's throwing them. He's like getting dudes in the knee, and like so I'm thinking like it's that kind of a scenario. Like we are on one side of a street or an alley, and we need to get to the other side. Let's say we're somewhere under the L, and we gotta run like a gauntlet essentially. So it's basically I had the axe, right? So I got the axe on my back, and I'm wielding tomahawks
now. That's my guy.
And I'm just running at knees. I'm just taking out Achilles. I'm not trying to kill. I'm just trying to incapacitate so that our group can get to where we're going. Yeah. I'm not interested in kills. I'm just moving.
Making ways.
So when we get, because they're gonna figure it out. They're gonna turn around. They're gonna, you know. So those tomahawks are getting thrown into the wall of zombies, and then that's when the axe comes out.
Nice.
And we're just that now at this point we're going for decapitation. We're going full swings.
Lumberjack stance.
Exactly.
See,
lumberjack.
That's realistic right there.
And it's cinematic too.
Also,
you got a tracking shot like Children of Men coming out to the side.
He's gonna direct his own zombie movie one day. He's gonna be the hero. Let me
see. Louis, you're just a hater. You're just mad because you didn't think about putting frag grenades treadmill. That's other level thinking right there.
No, it's beautiful. That's genius stuff. I love it.
Except it'll bounce back in your time.
You understand like half the glasses that people jump through in movies like could never happen in real life?
No, never ever. Have you ever met someone that's gone through a plate glass window?
No, they probably...
It's very bad. It's very, very bad. Plate glass does not break that way.
So technically, I can put frags on a treadmill if freaking... what's the name of the freaking... God dang it. Oh, if Fast and Furious, they can drive freaking Lambos on freaking sheets of ice.
Okay, to be fair, that is permafrost. Because they are in Antarctica. Okay.
You see, what did I tell you at the beginning, people? If you want to know something, you follow Chris. Because name one person you know in your entourage who knows the word, what's the word?
Permafrost?
Yeah.
I got that wrong.
Well, never mind. Still, name one person who knows that word. I dare you. If you can come up with five people in your entourage, then you're doing something.
Louis, let's get to you. What do you got here? What's your kill of the week?
Okay, so I had an idea with frags, but I also need a harpoon. So is that okay? Harpoon?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, why
do you
not?
Have a harpoon?
We're right over here by the... We're by a lake. We can... Navy Pier. He goes to Navy Pier. He goes into the historical section.
So here's the thing, okay? Here's my imagination. We found a motorcycle with Chris. For some reason, it's old school, so it's one of those motorcycles.
Sidecar?
With, like, the little box that you can sit in.
Yeah, we're going sidecar?
Yeah.
All right. Sidecar. Okay.
So for some reason, Chris is driving. I don't know. I feel like he'd be a safe driver, okay?
God, I wish I knew how to drive a motorcycle.
So the first thing I do... At one point, there's going to be an angle where I line up five of them. Harpoon. Bah,
it's like a
head.
Collateral?
Ooh, classic.
A collateral.
All in
once. Classic.
And then on the wall. These, done. Leave the harpoon. Then I tell Chris, slow down. I get up. There's a group of five. Yeah, exactly. Slows down. I jump up. I have my little weird baton mix of tomahawks. I start spinning without caring. But I'm spinning... But I have it here, like by my neck. Ooh. So I have the middle of the neck, and I'm just spinning the entire time.
What is dizziness kicking?
Like, I'm not doing it for too long, though. Okay, I'm doing, like, three to four spins top. Not fast.
Oh, that's
just
easy. Yeah.
Yeah, just good velocity. Three spins. That's at least seven heads popping out, okay?
Yeah.
And I end with literally grabbing a grenade and tossing it at a zombie's head that... coincidentally happens to be next to five of the zombies. Done.
So basically I just go you just back throw on a Chris's, frag into a group of zombies.
No. That's not what I said. I said I throw. Well, my original thought was I go and I run as fast as I can, jump onto Chris's whatever motorcycle that is, and jump on it, sit back down, and literally shove a grenade in like a zombie's mouth, hoping that he doesn't bite. But then I was like, maybe he'll bite. So I was like, I'm just going to throw it as hard as I can, you know, in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we're leaving on this, like to the sunset, fireworks.
So then, okay, but the problem becomes now that scene's over. We pull into the next scene. I see that cut on your hand.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed.
I'm disconnecting that sidecar. And I'm revving the engine, spitting gravel in your face as I drive away.
Hey, worth it. Kill the week. Greg.
All right, producer man.
You had some time to think?
I've had some time to think.
What you gonna do with the katana? Are you gonna do anything with that katana?
I'm gonna save this katana. You're gonna follow me. Okay, so
it's we're in going its, down. In its decorative holder.
It's still, yeah. Oh, okay. It's sheathed right now.
Can you please be wearing a kimono the whole time?
That we're absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. I have a kimono, two holsters. I got a six shooter on each side. Oh, all right, let's go. Okay,
romantic.
We're going down an alleyway, group of 10 zombies. I'm like, nothing. Six shooter, pop, 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 pop. Six.
You've been playing too much Red Dead.
I've been playing way too much Red Dead, clearly.
No shame on.
Take out those six. You think I'm going for the other shooter, but no.
No, you're not.
No, I'm going two daggers, rushing them right now, all right? Slicing, I'm not going for kills right now. Slicing a couple for incapacitation.
Slicing and dicing.
I do a cartwheel. On my cartwheel,
mm-hmm.
My boot, blade comes out.
Oh, yes.
I see. All right.
I see you.
Coming out, I'm running out of there. There's probably like two left standing. As I turn the corner, there's another group of zombies. So I'm like, this is time. Pull out the shooter again. Pop, pop the two behind me. Spin, pop, pop, pop as many as I can in my holster.
Chamber empty now.
All right.
Chamber is empty.
And now's the katana.
And now good day to daddy.
You said it was a group of 10. I think they're all dead.
Already. Oh, they're all dead. They're all dead. I was finding another group because I needed to get through these weapons. All right.
The bloodlust. The bloodlust. Took hold of you.
Dre knows the bloodlust is real on Red Dead. So
yes.
So that's what happens.
That's a good. It's a good way to kill. It's a good way to go. Andre, anything more realistic than dying because of
frag? Because you fragged yourself.
So like, in the exercise room. So I'm thinking, Because this now has become a blood sport. It's like I'm hunting zombies.
Sure, yeah.
So what I'm going to do is...
We're talking Helm's Deep, Lord of the Rings. We're keeping count.
Yeah.
It's up on the wall.
So I would assume that there's some places in the city that have like become barricaded because of like cars that are or whatever.
Yeah.
So what I do is, you know, zombies are attracted to sounds, lights, it's not third. I take a car. I light it on fire. Right?
All
right. Then what I do is I take it, put it in neutral, push that hoe.
Uh-huh. My man knows exactly what he's doing.
It's a little bit more like on a slight slant. Right, this ain't San Francisco now, so like...
Right.
It's going to strong 7 miles
an hour. It's rolling. Now zombies are like... But I pushed it towards the barricaded area.
Right.
Now zombies are like following, gathering it, right? What they don't know is that I've padded that barricade with multiple C4s, and as soon as the car rolls into the barricade, boom!
There goes that man.
Can I poke a couple holes in this one real quick?
I don't care.
C4 is actually a really stable substance.
God dang it.
There's videos online of people like you can light a block of C4 on fire and like cook on it. Because it's that stable. You need another explosion. So you would need to like puncture the gas tank to have the gasoline like be an explosive eruption, and that would detonate your C4. But you can't just have fire and C4. That's not going to create an explosion.
You didn't even let me get to the attack chopper. No, that's why.
Well, you're bringing in a chopper now?
You're going to procure a chopper in this
We need to find some type of Gatling gun that we can just run, like a handheld one. Like
a vintage like Civil War era Gatling
like
gun.
At this like... point, we're not only attracting the zombies. There are passerby that are just like, yo, those people are crazy.
Like, your tactic is to like just go down Millennium Park. You just go down the park and just... pillage all the museums, basically.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I think we've ran a good amount through this subject, though we can obviously talk about it for absolutely hours.
Oh, man, I have so many questions about psychological health in this situation.
If you have any, on Twitter, when we're going to post this podcast, we'll have a poll ready for you guys. We want you guys, or maybe not a poll, we want you guys to tell us what would be your favorite weapon to use? And maybe, I don't know if that might be too long for the coolest skill. What else should we ask? Favorite weapon?
Favorite weapon's a good one. I think that's a solid one.
Favorite weapon's a good one. And so, then,
comment.
I do have one final thing to say about your harpoon thing. I'm going to say this.
That's a sick harpoon.
If you were really smart, right, about it. Because I'm trying to think of those zombies.
I line up five zombies.
Okay, what I say is, instead of shooting it through their heads.
Oh, I see where he's going with that.
You take the harpoons and shoot it straight through their chest. Now you have five zombies. You cut their mouth out. And like Michonne, you just carry them with you so you can walk amongst the zombies. Because now you already have them on one string, one line.
I'm going for the kill of the week. If I'm going for survival, yeah, I'm doing that. But it's for the kill of the week.
I mean...
No.
Technically, you've killed everything about the zombies' existence because they can't eat.
I want the harpoon to go through their face, smash a wall, and leave them hanging there. Like that, the guy who passes by goes, the guy who did this is a straight-up gangster.
In this apocalypse?
And, yeah.
An apocalyptic gangster.
The guy will walk by. I guarantee you that the guy or the girl or anyone who will walk by will be like, this guy's a barracuda.
Okay.
I guarantee you.
Let's end the show on this.
Because obviously, Lane Violation fan.
Every person, how does each person here die? Like,
ooh,
like if they could
that's
die,
easy.
Which
that's so
way
easy.
Would they die?
I accidentally kill myself. I am so clumsy. I'm cleaning a gun and it goes off.
Oh my.
I get, like we talked about earlier, I cut myself and I don't pay attention to it until it's way too late in the apocalyptic scenario.
Oh my gosh.
Something real stupid like that.
I'll tell you how Andre and I die. Andre is going to want to kill one of us, and I'll be like, no, bitch. So then we're going to shoot one another, and then we're going to die like that.
Lou, you would never kill me in this scenario. I'm probably business unkillable. So let me just talk about how I would probably die.
Please do so.
I probably, because I have like this like little man's complex, like being 5'8", like I always want to do something more.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll probably be in a group of zombies. You're like, Dre, no, you can't take on all of them. And I'm like, watch, you want to bet? So now I merc 20 zombies, right? I merc them like, yeah, what's up, dog? You said I couldn't do it, but I forgot one. And then he like bites me. Like, nah!
Classic mistake.
That's the blood coming out my neck.
Why would we not have your back? Why would we not like, be no literally having your back?
Like, no one saw the zombie coming. Where you're so
like crawling on the ground the whole time.
And like bites me in the calf or something.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
No. This is how I would straight up die. And this is not even a joke. I would see a McDonald's. I'd walk in there because I'd be too hungry. I'd try to snag a Big Mac. Guess who's behind the counter. Time to pay your bill. Die. Done. Good day.
Okay, now here's a question. I know we're running out of time here, but if you get bit, do you...
want to be a zombie? Yes.
No, okay. Well, I hadn't even considered that. That's amazing.
I'm just sick. If you get bit, I don't want to die. I want to be a zombie.
Okay, so I guess... So we know Louis' answer because the question I was going to ask was...
Put a bullet in my head.
All right, so okay, I haven't even gotten the question out, and we already have most of our answers on the table. So Dre is at that moment; he just murked 20 zombies. He gets bit in the calf, and we don't even hesitate. Lift up the six shooter, Greg. Fact,
no, don't do that. I want to go out big. I want y'all to take one of like these water taxis or boats out here. Viking,
yes,
send me out like a
yes.
Viking.
Yes, into the lake or on the river.
Into the lake, but don't burn the boat. See for it. Like with a detonator.
It's a stable substance.
Yeah, stable substance.
Wait, do you want us to kill you first or do you want us to blow you up in that boat alone?
Blow him up in that boat alone.
Blow me up.
That's such a brutal death. Oh my God.
I wouldn't feel it.
Man. That's why I want to be a zombie.
That is a true Viking
care.
Death right there. That's
I
a true Viking
and
death.
I'd finally be able to feed myself.
I would have never considered that even to be an answer. I wouldn't have offered it as an option. I mean, so I'm glad you answered.
Well, think about it. Well, I mean, worst case, you die. You're already dead, technically.
True.
Like, I wish maybe, like, do zombies have still, like, the subconscious of a human being?
That's, you guys got to see this movie, Warm Bodies. That's, like, what half the movie's
like
about.
A zombie love story.
Greg,
exactly.
How would you die?
How would I die? So I'm in a group with you three.
Yep.
In any scenario where we had to, like, haul ass for, like, a longer period of time than needed, I would be done.
So that's the classic tactic of you don't have to be the fastest person in the group. You just don't have to be the slowest.
Exactly.
We're trying to get like, Louis out of we're looting. He's trying to, like, get more food. Bro, come on, bro. Like, there's multiple cans of corn here. Louis, we already have cans of corn back up. We need these corn.
So Louis's greed gets Greg killed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Louis, can you live with that guilt? When we get back up to
at least I got the corn.
Yes, at least I got the corn. My question was going to be, do I get the corn?
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing, though. You guys will never be able to, like,
forget
run me off. Because the amount of times I sprinted to get a bus in this city, and I've gotten it, and no one expected me to do so.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready to run distance.
Would you chase a bus? This is now just a regular everyday. We're transitioning back into regular real life.
I would chase a bus.
I certainly hope that there's not a zombie apocalypse on the other side of that door. Imagine? Do you chase the bus to the next stop? If you miss it on the stop, do you keep running?
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting choice. Yeah. Amazing choice, honestly.
I am quitting. Oh, I've done that multiple times.
That's a wild choice.
I was there was a bus like 5 minutes, five minutes away from the stop. We're what, like?
Oh, this past weekend?
I don't know. I'm a block and a half away? Yeah. No. A little over that? Maybe two?
Maybe two.
Andre goes, there is no way you're catching that. So we keep walking with Dre for a while. Like, I buy Dre. As soon as I say bye, I'm like, hey, Drake, I'm booking it. I caught the bus 2 minutes
ago. Speaking of running, the alternate way I would die is something stupid like that in a situation is where we're running and some like stupid little injury would catch me. Like, I pull my hamstring or something.
Right, you like
and now
sprain
I'm like,
your,
like,
you
oh,
pull your ankle.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, no.
Oh,
God. That's another way.
That's
a
bad
weak ankle.
That's a very bad. Yeah,
your boy
I
has
do
weak
too.
Ankle.
Lou, you tear your ACL again or something crazy, you'd be pissed.
Like the thing with the zombies is they don't have to stop for anything.
They just keep going.
You know, so Dre told me that he always used to mess around with his teammates.
Oh my God.
He used to tear his ACL. If Dre tried to pull that on me, I'd be like, bah, see you later. But anyway.
As you fade off into the distance, you play too much.
All right, I think that's a good place to wrap it up today for No Cap. So, Chris,
thank you guys so much for having me. Thank you. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you for enlightening
with all of your insights. Yeah. Louis, Dre. Yeah,
you guys need to get a fact checker for this episode.
It has been fun. Yeah. I think we've been.
I'm not sleeping tonight.
We brought some passion today.
Yeah.
And once again, thank you for listening to Lane Violation No Cap, where we don't talk about basketball and we talk about everything else.
But we still cross the line.
But we still cross plenty of lines.
Yeah.
Night, everyone.
No cap. No rap cap. I took the top off. I'm dripping like hot sauce. I got drunk in this clean round. Baby, give me that mean mouth. Hit it like golf ball. I can't do this without y'all. Call a loss, I go lock off. I go back to that trap house.